We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
This WebmasterRadio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the undisputed champions of the affiliate marketing industry.
AFCON 2010 is proudly sponsored by these pound-for-pound affiliate marketing players. ClickBank, PerfectAddress.com, Atrinsic Interactive, and Saveology. Join the thousands in the affiliate marketing community that will make their mark to be
the new affiliate marketing champion!
Can you afford not to miss it? AFCON 2010, June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Register today at AFFCON2010.com. That's AFFCON2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. Well, John, how's it going? It's been a little while.
Yeah, it is. I'm still feeling crappy. I've been under the weather, but the actual weather is starting to get nice here, so I got to get myself in shape so I can hit the beach.
Nice beach. Beach. Yeah. I've just gotten back from a two-week vacation. I got back and started work again Monday, and then I'm off again. So,
nice.
It's been crazy around here.
Must be nice not to have to work like that all the time.
Yeah. It's a good life. Of course, then I just stress out when I'm back because there's too much going on. So there's the backlash. Nice.
I just keep the stress going the whole time, even during vacations. That way, there's it's no fluctuation. It just stays that way the whole time. I'm used to it.
Sure, that's kind of a given.
did I tell you I'm going on vacation next month, coming up your way to Canada?
You're kidding me.
No, well, I'm going to be on the other side of Canada, so. But I'm going to a classic rock festival. That's true.
All right. Well, let's not bore everyone here. I guess we'll bore them with internet stuff. Okay. May Day. The May Day. Everyone here?
Oh, yeah.
May Day.
Isn't that a holiday where you run around a pole with ribbons and girls like put flowers in their hair? And
that's juicy. I like it. Yeah. I always thought it was. But anyways, May Day, as in Mayday, Mayday, Mayday came out. I was trying to find the date launched. I didn't get around to it. But
Actually, it was the 27th. 27th of April to May 3rd. It was kind of rolled out over time a little bit. It took him a little less than a week.
So what? Why don't you do it? What did it do?
It's causing a lot of uproar because people are losing traffic from long tail search. So this is an update to Google's algorithm. So it's not a filter. It's not a penalty. It's an actual algorithmic change that is reducing. Some people say reducing the quality of long tail, but it's actually reducing the quantity of long tail from a lot of people's perspective. So they were ranking on a lot of long tail terms. Now they're not ranking on nearly as many. But that's the nuts and bolts of it. Mayday was really targeted on long tail search. It's not related to caffeine, according to Mr. Cutts. And caffeine is quote unquote proceeding to pace, whatever that means. I personally think it's paced out and already launched, but.
Yeah, I mean, how can it really take? How long can it really take? I don't think they're that panicked about making any impact on people's rankings.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you seen any impact from Mayday on any of your clients, or know of anybody that's complaining and yelling and screaming?
Not so far. I have had calls though, a couple inquiries so far from people saying, "What's going on? What's going on?" Actually, it was just during that time. You know, the classic, I lost everything. Call
something, yeah.
Right? So we had that, and I had to admit at the time, I didn't know what was going. I didn't know there was anything happening. I just figured it was isolated. Maybe he did something wrong. And I thought, whoops, we had to look it up, and we didn't audit, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then I found out about Mayday, and that sort of answered a few questions. But what it still came out to the same issue is, what do you do? Well, if you get hit by it, my recommendation is, well, first of all, even Matt said that the core reason that you lost a ranking was their algorithm changed to try and highlight even better content. So what do you need? Better content.
It's a quality issue.
Yeah, but I mean, you can also get links. I mean, honestly, these days, Google doesn't read. I mean, it will index, but it doesn't read. Like, there's no comprehension like us. So if there's a lot of links pointing to something and it's not duplicate content, it's not obvious replication of words like over usage and spam, well, it's going to get a better ranking. So if you can build up some links on some internal links to these different articles, that'll build up a little link popularity, and you'll probably boost yourself right back to where you were. That's the SEO angle, but really just creating better content and pulling the old Google line is another way to get up there too.
Yeah, and a lot of people are complaining that it's the quality of the long tail search has diminished now because of this. I have two points on that. One, I think a lot of people that are complaining that the quality is diminished is because their pages aren't in there anymore, so they think that's not as good. But I'm sure that's part of it. But I actually have seen for longer tail searches more spam in certain queries. I can't remember the exact phrase, and I wish I could. I'd give it to you, but one of the people that work with me did a phrase for red hooded long sleeve sweaters or something very similar to that, and we found four pages on the first page for that long tail phrase that were obviously just total spam, and they were all by the exact same person on different domains because they were exactly the same except for they were on different domains, and one of them was like, This red hooded long tail sweater had a blog post on a site that was about legal stuff. So it was obviously not related to the site whatsoever, but it still showed up in this long tail search. So there is some quality issues there. I've seen it myself, and I think I've also heard that, or somebody tweeted that they were making an adjustment to Mayday because they did see some of that. So I think they're going to fix that portion of it, but it's not, Cutts has said, this is here to stay. It's a change. It's deliberate. They're doing it on purpose. It's not a mistake, and it's related to quality.
Well, and what did they say? I mean, I think it said that was one of 300 to 500 updates they make a year.
Yeah, 350 to 500.
So, I mean, it's just one that we happen to notice. And frankly, when they make changes like this, of course they're going to be looking to make sure they do a better job the next time around. So they're looking, they're seeing what's coming up. And I don't think I've seen an update of significance anyway, where they haven't ultimately boosted a little bit of spam and then had to clean it out. It's just the way it works.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if people are interested, on YouTube, if you watch the webmaster videos that they do, that Matt does on YouTube, he did one specifically about this update, and you can hear from the horse's mouth exactly what he's talking about and why. And he's very specific. He says, if you've been impacted by this, you need to assess the quality of your site and the quality of the content on your site.
Yeah.
That said, I heard another explanation about how it may be happening that I thought had a little bit of relevancy, and possibly it was kind of an insight. And I can't remember who said it, or I'd give them credit. Dave Davis said it on his blog, and I can't give you his blog because I barely remembered his name.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Yes, thank you, Dave. But he came up with a theory that what they're doing as part of this update is they're reducing the value of the internal linking structure of a site. So as you get deeper in a site where you're going to find pages targeted to more long-tail phrases, part of this update has been to devalue deeper links, internal links in your site. And there's no proof. Nobody's done any testing yet that I know of around that. But his argument was basically, surrounding basically for e-commerce and forum sites. He actually did very well during this update. People were complaining about traffic disappearing. He said, "Well, it's coming to me. My site should get more traffic." And his reasoning was that he does a very consistent and dedicated deep link building program for his deeper long tail phrases. And since he has more links coming from outside of the site and he's doing better than before May Day, he says he saw a 60% increase in traffic for his long tail search. He's assuming part of that is also because the internal structure, he's got the amount of links are external and internal, that the external have definitely bolstered. Versus the internal, which he thinks don't help as much as they used to. So that's something to think about. If you want to test it, please test it and give us our results. We'd love to talk about them on the show. But just another theory that's out there. I'm sure there's dozens of theories, but that one kind of took it from another perspective. Not why did I lose it, but hey, look, I gained it, and this is why I think I did.
Yeah, it may not be right, but who knows at this point. But I mean, I love hearing stuff that's outside of the box. Makes us think a little differently, and it's always good. Gets
exactly.
A little stale in our industry.
Yep.
Well, there's a good reason why. I mean, Google has a certain amount of factors they're going to use to determine what content's good. These days, it's pretty simple. Content and links.
Yeah. I don't think it's these days. I think that's pretty much how it's always been.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And it's one of those things that it's very easy to stay in that rut. But, you know, at some point, they're going to invent something a little different.
Yep, that's true.
It's just got to happen. It's just the way things move. So anyway, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to move on to a couple other subjects.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Friend Finder.
Friend Finder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at friendfinder.com.
The Joel Comm Show, Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were talking about the May Day update, which happened between April 27th and the 3rd, did you say, of May?
Yeah, the 3rd.
Yeah. So, and that has made some impacts on people's long tail searches. As far as we know, that's the only impact. I haven't seen or heard of anything else. There have been some penalties handed out around that time too, but I don't think that's just coincidence. I know of a couple of people who called me with penalties. I mean, as SEOs, we get the call when the person's panicking, and understandably, and we're here to try and console them or help them fix it quickly.
We might as well throw it in just because it's here. There was a toolbar update at around the same time. So if your PR changed, woohoo! If you know, I think in my note and then the meeting notes, I put yawn or meh. <Yeah. laughs>
And that said, too, I mean, I found out about more confirmed it when I saw Barry Schwartz's article on search engine or article post just saying, hey, it's happened. Don't panic.
Yeah,
it's true. You don't panic. It's a toolbar update. It's what Google shows you in terms of which site is good or not. And obviously, that's not going to be something to put a lot of weight on because they're showing it. They're showing
why don't they get rid of that thing? I mean, it does nothing but cause problems because people focus on it. It's not accurate. And it's, to me, it's just, why is Google publishing something to the public that's not accurate and that's not useful? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not like them. Okay, maybe
I do find it useful sometimes. When there's any extreme change, that's when I take notice. So there's something there.
Yeah, I guess.
It can be one of the indicators. It's certainly not the indicator. But, you know, if a client calls me and says, all right, I know there's a toolbar update, but I'm a little worried because mine just went gray and it's been gray for a week and all the other sites are working. Have you seen any ranking changes? Yeah, a few. Okay. Negative? Okay.
I mean, but, yeah. I try so hard never to look at that, and we still find the issues when they happen. I mean, there's tons of indicators, like you said. It just drives me nuts. Sorry, I have to vent.
That's what the show's for, right?
Yeah.
No, I think it's fun. It's fun just to see. And frankly, it's probably good for business. Quite frankly.
Yeah, well, okay. From that perspective, yeah. Way to go, Google.
Yes, I said that out loud. It's true. I mean, hey, it gets people calling. And we get to just console them or actually look into it. And we always find other things they can get improve on their website. So it's a good thing all around. So what else? Let's see. Oh, yeah, I've got a question.
All right.
I found a sample of a site that – or a site example that I could use that wasn't a client that just has the same issue. You know, when you're dealing with big, monstrous companies that have their own marketing department, huge advertising, they're all focused on graphical look. They want everything to look so sexy. It's like, in this case, just double check I've got the right one here so I don't talk out of sorts here, but I think it's Levi's.com.
Levi's.com.
No, I just typed in to a portal. One of those cheap fake sites.
Visit our sites around the world, Levi.com, landing page.
Okay, well, let's say we pick the first one says USA, like-minded shopping starts here. All right, it's good advertising for them. I don't mean to do that. But anyways, you look at that page. Obviously, they're going to get their ranking from a hell of a lot of links, right? Mm-hmm. Link to Levi's, duh. And it's already got a lot of people talking about it. It's just an easy thing to get a ranking for. Well, what if they came to me? In this case, they didn't. Again, I'm going to qualify that. This is just an example. But if they came to me and they said, look, we want to get better rankings for our jeans. Well, as an SEO, I'd like to get your feedback, John. It's kind of funny. Like I had a company recently, a very big one, who has come to me, and they got a similar situation like this. They want to get some better rankings. They already do very well, obviously, just from perceived traffic from people who know their name. But they got this. They got this look that's all image, or in some cases, flash. And it's like, oh, what do we do? Does, and I'm going to ask Matt this if I get a chance this week, next week at SMX or SMX Advanced, but my instinct is to say, all right, because these guys will not change. They will not change. Mm-hmm. So much money into this design. It's so bureaucratic. They don't want to make any changes to the image because it causes them headaches. So they say, work with what you got. They're pretty strict about that. So we add, do we add text behind it? Do we make that image on a layer and put text behind it? As long as that text says exactly what's in that image, it seems like it'd be a fine thing to me. I mean, when you're pushed it and you have no other option. Well, what are your thoughts, John?
So, first of all, I just want to say I think you've been like sneaking into my staff meetings because we had a conversation that kind of ties into this just today. I was talking about the fact that when we're dealing with these kind of clients, we're dealing with large clients, and we're dealing with big brands. That there's two things we have to deal with. One, it's very, very easy to do SEO, and this goes any site. SEO is the easiest thing in the world if somebody's site is broken. All you have to know is what the issues are, how to fix them, get them to fix them, and you're their savior because now their sites are ranking the way they thought they should be. You know, SEO is very easy if this client has a problem. If they have a site that's good, that's they're getting a lot of traffic from, they have a lot of links, then SEO becomes really, really hard because now how do you make that better? They've got a good site. What do you do now? You got to make it better. So we had a long discussion about this today, and I think that kind of ties into what you're talking about here, Ross. In this particular case, and I've dealt with brands like this, this is our brand image. We have a very specific brand manifesto that we have to follow. Everything has to look like this, be like this, and we can't recreate it in text because it has to be this font. And they're very strict about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Your specific question was, how do you get Levi's to rank better for the term jeans? So
a particular brand, you know, or, you know, obviously they're going to do well for Levi's, but we want to get some long tail. We want to get some stuff that's not branded, but comfort fit jeans, you know, something like that, where, yeah, they're going to show up pretty well, but we want to make their an internal page, perhaps, that's all image-based, too, show up. Image-based. God damn it, I hate it, but I want to get some content in there.
So from that perspective, I usually go to the client and I talk to them about long tail. I talked about where do you want people coming into your site. And if you want somebody coming into the site for a specific term, for a specific brand, then there needs to be a dedicated landing page for that term or brand. You know, it's somewhere on your site, there needs to be, if Levi Stone or Levi Acid Washed Jeans is the term you're trying to get ranked for, there needs to be a page on your site somewhere about Levi Acid Washed Jeans. Now,
that's indexable. That's
got content. If your site is all visual and you've paid $1 million to your designers to build this super duper, you know, flash based, you know, visual, nothing but images site, then the way we've gone by in the past is they're not going to give that up. I personally would prefer, okay, then let's build some footer navigation, get some links to a whole other section of your site. Let's build out a whole new section of your site with text based. We can still make it visually pretty, but let's build this section of the site geared towards, you know, getting people the information they need, not just pretty pictures of jeans. And we do it that way. We set it up as maybe a knowledge base on the site. I've got a series of carpet stores. It's a national brand of carpet stores that we build a knowledge base for carpet, so they can get indexed for things like, you know, how to clean pet urine off your carpet. And believe it or not, that's important. People search for that, and it does brand building for them. From what you're saying, I'm not going to recommend that you put text underneath this big summer sale up to 50% off thing on Levi's.com. I'm just going to assume that's not going to be one of the pages I'm going to target for any keywords, you know. But you have to build a little bit of internal linking structure and build new content for them that will be indexable. It's usually the best track, unless you can talk them into having their design team look into HTML5 and some of the new type kind of things like Typekit. Google just recently launched that new type platform. Did you read about that?
No, I haven't yet. No.
So I haven't read
enough. Let's talk about it after break.
Okay. All right.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hi, this is Joel Kamm. I want to take a moment to tell you about a revolutionary new theme for WordPress that's going to change the way you make websites. It's called the Socrates theme, and it is the number one WordPress product on ClickBank. You can see it in action right now at SocratesTheme.com. The Socrates theme has a ton of options for customizing your site, but what really makes it stand out is the ability to monetize your site instantly just by entering your ClickBank or AdSense IDs right inside the theme. That's right, there's no plugins needed. Go check it out now at SocratesTheme.com.
Staying ahead of the curve to deliver the best online marketing solutions you need. That's what the Jar Group is all about. The Jar Group offers a full-service suite of marketing and managing solutions custom-tailored for affiliate search and social media. The Jar Group uses their resources and research to help meet and exceed the revenue expectations of each and every client. Find out how The Jar Group can work for you at thejargroup.com. That's thejargroup.com. The Jar Group, online marketing with measurable results.
Do you consider yourself a super affiliate?
Then listen up.
One of the most trusted names in affiliate marketing since 2003, XY7.com, has now launched XY7Elite.com, a private, invitation-only affiliate program run by super affiliates for super affiliates. Enjoy private, tested offers, weekly deposits right to your bank account or XY7 debit card, XY7 VIP concierge service, limousine transportation to and from major industry events, and the status of being one of the elite publishers. XY7 Elite is not for everyone, as you need to be accepted and maintain volume requirements. Think you've got what it takes to be elite? Go to www.xy7elite.com or call 702-216-4000. 702-216-4000.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Step Forth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we're discussing how to deal with a major brand in this case, but it could be just a graphical website. How do you optimize something like that when you're stuck? In this case, I guess it's more of a SEO sharing thing for other companies, but really, it's frustrating. I mean, you were just saying that there's a new Typekit from Google, and I don't want to.
Well, there's new technologies happening right now that are making it possible to build really beautiful graphic sites that are completely SEO friendly. First of all, HTML5 is amazing. Actually, Apple just launched yesterday or today. If you go to Apple, let me make sure I get. I'm going to type it in apple.com/HTML5. Is that it? No. Well, I got to spell Apple right, I guess.
Probably just search Apple HTML5 on Google.
Yeah. But I think that's it. Yeah. Apple.com/HTML5 is a new showcase of all the things you can do with HTML5 and web standards. It's amazing what you can do. I mean, it's literally, if it doesn't become the Flash killer, nothing will ever kill Flash, because HTML5 is an application. You can build applications, you can build graphic interfaces, you can do pretty much anything with HTML5 that you can do with Flash. Do you remember a few weeks ago, it was the anniversary, it was the 30th anniversary of Pac-Man, the game? Did you see Google actually changed their logo to a playable version of Pac-Man for the day? And if you search Google Pac-Man, they still have it on the site. You can go and you can play the Pac-Man game in the Google logo. It's an application. It's a game. It's all built in HTML5.
Wow.
So that's one step. If you can get them to do HTML5 visually, and then there's a whole other thing from text perspective. There's new technology that's coming out. It's been coming out for 3 or 4 months now, but it's really starting to take off. But one of the ones that I've used is a company/website called Typekit. And basically, you go on, you subscribe to fonts through their services, and they have a whole huge list of fonts you can subscribe to, and you put a little bit of JavaScript on your page, and you can use those fonts in any size and any shape on your web as text. And it doesn't matter who comes to the site, doesn't matter what browser they're using, they're going to see those fonts the way they're supposed to be seen. And you can highlight them, and it's just text. You can put shadows behind them. You can put color. You can do all kinds of things you can do visually with these fonts. Typekit has been around for 4 or 5 months. It's really good. But just a few weeks ago, Google launched its own version of font management like that. So Google's even getting into that game to the point. And I don't have a URL, or I'd send it to you or tell you what it was, but Google is jumping into that game as well. So a combination of these font programs that are allowing you to use massive amounts of different types of fonts in a HTML readable format on your websites and HTML5, there's no reason to not have a beautifully graphic designed site that's not completely SEO friendly.
And it's pretty reasonable too. I was just looking at Typekit. If you wanted to do it, you do pay for it, but let's say $100 per year is their highest package, unless you're enterprise. And then you have to contact them. But yeah. It'll give you 1 million page views per month, full library to all fonts, unlimited websites, unlimited fonts, SSL, you name it. It's not bad. $100 a year.
So yeah, it's great.
What is Google offering that's different than that? Is it free or something?
No, Google is probably free with AdWords.
Yeah. They'll just replace your font occasionally with an AdWord advertisement.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm sure they don't, but
yeah.
They're all about making the web friendly, so they're just going to do it out of the goodness of their hearts until they figure out how to monetize it.
Now, back to the core thing, and I agree. I mean, if you can get them to create other content and stuff like that, that's great. And certainly that's not that could work. I could work, and it's certainly something I'm going to push. You got to wonder, I guess we get down to the core of things. If you did just want to add content behind that image that's exactly the same as in the image, it's completely relevant to the page, why is that spam?
It kind of goes back to, there are acceptable forms of cloaking. I mean, you say the cloaking word and everybody like makes the sign of the cross but there are definitely acceptable signs of cloaking. I mean, Google themselves cloak.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing it to deceive, I wouldn't, it goes back to what Kutz has said many times. It's all about intent. If you're doing it because you're trying to stuff keywords, if you've got, if you're just basically trying to manipulate the results, then you'll probably get nailed pretty hard for cloaking. But if you're doing it because there's language issues or even geographic issues, you can change content on a site based on geographic IP, and Google's fine with that. They do that themselves. So if someone in Georgia loads your page, you can change the content to be Georgia specific via cloaking, based on someone who loaded in California that sees California content. Google does that themselves.
It's true. And not to mention a name here, but I mean a Fortune 50 company that I worked with, they had some pretty one-on-one conversations with top Google people Well, they're big enough. And they were able to get away with certain amount of cloaking. They had to.
Yeah. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Right?
Yeah. Was that the one tied basically to subscription services?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So
you can call them out, Ross. People have talked about that for years now, or at least a year or so.
I know. We're talking from a client perspective. I shouldn't. So.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, it does happen. I think of it is I just want to hear them say it.
Yeah, well, actually, you go back to the Webmaster videos on YouTube. I'm doing a lot of watching of those because I'm actually building a site around those. And I don't know if I told you about that. I'll tell you about it later. But I found one specifically talking about cloaking. And it wasn't Matt. It was one of the other Google people. And it wasn't Miley. It was another guy. I can't remember his name. But very specifically talked about, you know, when it's correct to cloak, when it's acceptable, and when it's not. So there's definitely Google response to that specific topic in the YouTube Webmaster videos.
Yeah. Well, and I should say we're completely fanatical about following every single word Google says. But I certainly think that this is important stuff.
Well,
you know.
Well, that's kind of why I'm building this site about the Webmaster videos. It's a site basically that takes each video, and I'm going to put the video on the site. I'm going to have my own comments about the video, and then I'm going to link to resources that talk about the same subject from both, you know, agree and disagree standpoint, and allow people to start discussions for each and every one of those videos. And
awesome.
Do you know what the domain I got for it?
No.
morethanmatt.com.
Awesome. I'm
yep.
there.
Yep. So it's still in production. It's going to be a couple months before it's out, but I'm looking forward to that thing.
Well, on that note, a good note at that, we better cinch things up here. It's been a good show. It's been fun talking about that because, you know, it really bugs me. Really bugs me. They put the grinders into you and you have to follow their silly rules sometimes. They're just silly. They
yeah.
really are.
For sure.
In any case, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, we'd like to thank you for joining us today. The show is on every Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and I'm going to be at SMX Advanced this week, so you know, feel free to come by and say hi. You can also email me, ross@stepforth.com. That's mm-hmm. ross@stepforth.com, and you know, we can always connect for a drink or a coffee, whatever. I'll be around.
Yep. I'm going to be out at AFCON 2010 in Denver in a couple weeks. Same thing goes. If anybody wants to hook up and have a couple of drinks or just chat, feel free to hit me up on Twitter, John or at John Carcutt. I'm looking forward to talking to any of you that want to show up. Go ahead, Russ.
I can't say I'll be on Twitter, unfortunately, because I'm from Canada. The data packages in the States are
100%.
It sucks.
I also want to throw in, if I can, real quick, that if anybody's in the South Florida area listening or wanting to move to the South Florida area, I'm hiring like a madman. I have so many openings that if you're into SEO, you want to come to South Florida and work for a national agency, hit me up. John at MediaWiz.com. Just to let you know, though, I'm being very picky, so have your ducks in a row before you hit me up. A couple of number one rankings for a keen term doesn't do it. You need to bring more than that.
All right. Yeah. The grinders.
Yeah.
Love it. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious king crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.